You ready?
Swooping birds. Whooping birds. Birds with puffy chests.
Ava Kagan is being homeschooled. She loves when her mother reads to her, especially Bring on the Birds. It's an award-winning picture book about animals, written and illustrated by Susan Stockdale.
What I love doing is showcasing animals in all their glory and all their diversity to kids and saying, take a look at this. This is pretty incredible.
At her studio near Washington, D.C., Stockdale says she feels like an environmentalist, encouraging children to focus on the beauty of nature. She spends a lot of time on her book's drawings and its rhymes.
Just the sound of the words, you know, round fish, clown fish, fish that like to hide, striped fish, spiked fish, fish that leap and glide. So make it fun.
Stockdale says she's influenced by the lush vegetation and animal life in Florida where she grew up. But it was one of her children who gave her the idea for her first book.
This is my first book, Some Sleep Standing Up, and this was inspired by a flamingo, which is in the book, that was standing on one leg when my children and I went to the zoo.
Stockdale's work has earned a place on bookshelves at libraries and schools.
Clown fish. Clown fish.
Kathy Isaacs chaired the American Library Association committee that last year honored Bring on the Birds.
The text is rhyme, but it's natural rhyme. It flows nicely, and it's rhythmic. It's notable because of its pictures, these acrylic paintings that she did, which are quite accurate and specific, but they also show the birds in their context.
See what we got here.
Now, Stockdale's books also come as coloring books and puzzles. Iva's mother, Megan Kagan, has read most of them.
Love the books. Love that the illustrations are accurate but very kid-friendly.
Stockdale's next picture book will be called Stripes of All Types. It's about animals around the world and their unique stripes.
So this is going to be the painting for Scouting a Reef. When I did the research for this, I had to make sure that all of these fishes would cohabit with one another.
With a careful approach to her work, Susan Stockdale continues to give children an exciting glimpse of the natural world that she clearly loves. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News, Washington.